Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Short of buying a round or we're queer. I've got a feeling we are onto something here.
Live from King's Place in London, the Spotted Edge Shop presents Global Open Edge, the comedy panel show starring you, the hive mind of the audience. Deborah Francis White, and this is Global Pillage, the comedy panel show in which we pillage the globe for all the funny phrases, baffling beliefs, and eccentric eccentricities of the human race. This is the show in which we find out why we have pudding at the end of the meal, not the start, but where we never find out why we voted for Brexit. To help us laugh hysterically at our terrifying reflections in the funhouse mirror of comedy, please welcome the comedians! On my left, playing for Lathena, Larry Dean, and Athena Koblenou. And on my right, playing for also not Albania, Dan Schreiber and Avery Edison. Athena Koblenou, what makes you diverse?
My dad is from Ghana, which is in Africa. My mum is from Guyana, which is in South America, and her parents were from India, which is in India. And also, I'm allergic to mature cheese.
Oh. Just mature?
Yeah, it brings me out in hives.
Oh, but you can have, what, immature cheese?
Yes, like Edam, for example.
Edam's fine.
Yeah, anything. Edam's cool, I love it.
But you can't mess with the cheddar?
Oh, nothing like Stilton. Oh, God, I can't sit down, it gives me itchy bum.
Oh, wow. Larry Dean, how are you diverse?
My mum's from Glasgow and my dad's from Glasgow. But also I'm a homosexual. It's weird doing it in this room because I feel like I'm in church as well. Sorry, everybody.
No, we're in the same building as The Guardian. People are thrilled that you're gay.
I know, but say don't...
So they can demonstrate how liberal they are by loving you.
Yeah, we're fine with that, by the way.
On the email it said that we're at the lowest point in the building next to The Guardian, so I didn't kind of know if that was a kind of inkling of what the audience... We're at the lowest point. No.
The lowest point underneath The Guardian, the comments section. Also not Albania, Dan Schreiber. How
yes.
Are you diverse?
I'm diverse because, well, I was born and raised in Hong Kong, and I've been on this show a few times, so I've kind of used up my diversity card. But I'll tell you something interesting that I remembered just earlier today about Hong Kong that used to happen. So we used to go to mainland China a lot on excursions, school excursions and stuff. And at the end of every day, there would be a single thing that would send everyone home from school, from when the malls were closing, from when a train terminated at its final stop. And this is incredibly surprising. It's a Kenny G song.
What?
Yeah, they play all over China, Kenny G, this one song called Going Home. and everyone, they hear the song, like, whoop, home time. They play it. They play it at work offices. They play it everywhere. What? And Kenny G, he gets no royalties from it, but he's massive there as a result. And he says that when he does gigs there, he has to play that at the end because otherwise...
no one will go.
Yeah, no, the crowd are like, oh, it's over that quick. All right. And then they're out of there.
So if we played that song, would it be very hard for you to stay in the building?
Like
Pavlovian response.
It is.
If you want Dan Schreiber to leave your party, crank up the Kenny G.
Exactly.
Good to
know.
I think
if you want to most people to leave your party, you break out some Kenny G.
To be fair. Avery Edison, how are you diverse?
This is one I reuse a lot. I am a transgender woman, which as recently as 2014 would have got a standing ovation. These days, it's just no one cares. There's too many of us. Which is why I'm going to be making myself interesting again by detransitioning. And becoming probably the most discriminated against minority in the country right now, the straight white male.
That was a very good answer.
I wrote it. Also, I think I'm the only person on the panel currently growing out her eyebrows. Obviously, I'm in a lot of discomfort because of that, and I apologise to the audience who have to see it.
Well, I'm Deborah Frances White, and I'm diverse because I am not growing out my eyebrows, but time is growing them out, and I'm worried I haven't got into the salon to have them... but we'll have to pay someone else to pour hot wax on them.
I was really worried you were going to say, I'm not growing out my eyebrows, I'm growing out something else.
Growing it all out, baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do most people trim their eyebrows?
I have a super, like, one that's just gone rogue, and it's insane. Sometimes it looks like it's a comb-over that's happening. Like, it just, it'll be sitting on my forehead, and I'm thinking, why is it starting down from there?
You've
and
got Trump eyebrows. Is that what it's
like? Yeah. It's really worrying. It does happen. You have to trim them.
I've never trimmed my eyebrows, man. I get, like, wee kind of hairs coming out of my cheeks and stuff like that.
Have you tried playing your eyebrows the Kenny G song and seeing if they'll just leave of their own accord? You look like you've got young, neat, millennial eyebrows, so you don't need to, Larry.
I don't know, maybe the scale of how big my ears are tiny is making them look about, you know, the exact same.
Your ears are small. That's a piece of diversity for you, small ears.
Small ears. Well, the thing is, I'm actually allergic to cheese as well, but I thought, you know, we've got to mix it up in the show a wee bit.
Are you lactose intolerant, both of you?
No, it's not lactose, that's quite trendy. I don't do trendy allergies. This is a niche one, okay? Don't steal it like you stole Brixton, okay?
There's no section of the supermarket for you.
So what you're saying is you were allergic to cheese before other hipsters made it cool.
Yeah, it's pretty much, yeah. And now everyone's got, like, gluten-free cheese. I don't know if that's right. I don't know.
I had a question about the cheese, actually, for Athena. You said Edam's okay. Is that something to do with the manufacturing process? Because I do know that it's made backwards.
I'm going to ask.
You made me laugh. Ned made me.
Because I was going to make exactly that same joke. Yeah. I was waiting. I was
it's
waiting
made
until
backwards.
I could say it.
Edam is made back.
So they get. Oh my god! I thought I just got it. And I'm sat here going, they get the cow.
Yeah.
And so they like.
Were what? Avery and Ned in a bad joke off there? Who could get to it first?
I'm so glad he took the bullet for that one.
Someone had to do it. And why are you called also not Albania?
The previous team that was here left their card on the table, and we also realised that we were not from there either, so we thought...
Right. So you're also not Albania. And you have now ruined the magic of internet podcasting by letting the audience at home know sometimes we record episodes back-to-back with the same hive mind. Now, what this means is, comedians, the hive mind are warmed up. They are match fit. They've had an hour of this shit. You've come in, unsuspecting, haven't answered a single question all day, probably.
No.
Yeah, but I did write that intro, and that was really good. So.
Yeah, that was good. Making sure that every joke is slightly more factual than funny, please welcome in Pedant's Corner our devastatingly debonair doctrinaire, Ned Sedgwick.
Hello.
And tinkling his ebonies as well as his ivories, it's the euphonious Mark Hodge.
We don't use ivory anymore. We don't use ivory.
No, not literal ivory. But there's a lot of idiomatic material in this show. Please don't point it all out, or we'll overrun. Ned Sedgwick, what makes you diverse?
Yes, still not very diverse. I don't care for the play or the film, The History Boys. Don't care for it.
Fingers. You are in the minority. Does anyone else feel like Ned?
It's so rare. Usually people are like, fucking prick.
Who said that? Okay, are you single?
Yes.
Great! Ned, I've found you a date.
I'll tell you what we're not going to go and see.
Mark Hodge, how are you diverse?
Oh, bless him, Larry's stolen my diversity, hasn't he? I thought I'm gay as well. I mean,
I was an English one, so that's all right.
Oh, okay, I'm an English guy. And I have to say, I think I was gay first.
Yeah, so
this is gay top trumps, man. I'm not cheap.
I'm on level 5 dorm top.
Episode of Global Pillage, our hive mind creates a special piece of music unique for the show. Could you please stand up if your surname starts with an A, B, C, C sharp, D, E, F, or G?
Yeah.
When Mark points at you, please shout out that surname.
Okay. I'm going to start absolutely random. There's no element of planning in this. Jonks, what's your surname? Coy.
Graham.
Coy. Graham. Yes. So do I want D or Francesco? Yeah, I think we want Francesco. That's lovely. Yes, madam. Sir, what's your turn?
That's really not going to help.
They're next to each other, Mark. I think they're a couple. No.
Are you married? Okay, well, congratulations on that. Thanks for ruining my...
C for Casey.
What's the scores, please, Ned?
Nothing.
Yay! The first round is on table manners. All the teams get a chance to answer, but you get more points if you buzz in first with a correct answer. The hive mind gets a chance to answer after both teams of comedians have answered. Fingers on buzzers. Why should you keep your hands on the dining table in France and never put them on your lap? If you're eating in France, you've got to put your hands on the table. I heard also not Albania.
What? It's easier to eat when your hands are there. I think that's a sort of a given. Yeah, I mean, it's like, I'm here, I'm ready, let's do this. Whereas that, it's sort of like, oh, shit, hit the table. I don't know. I haven't really thought the logic through.
But Avery, are you going with that?
Yeah, what a solid answer. So, is there any way I can put money on this? I just feel so certain.
Lathina, why is it in France that you're meant to keep your hands on the table and never let them go into your lap?
I understand that in France they like to eat meat quite rare. And if your hands are on your lap and the food runs away, you go hungry. Isn't that right, Larry?
Aye, that's right, aye.
Hive mind. Why in France should you keep your hands on the table? To show that you're not wanking.
To be honest, that's what I was thinking for.
That was my first answer as well, yeah.
Because usually on a first date, if they've got their hands under the table, I'm like, good, they like me.
To demonstrate that you're not masturbating, Hive Mind. Anything else, Hive Mind?
Someone might think you have a concealed weapon.
Because someone might think you have a concealed weapon.
Which is the same answer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Show respect.
To show respect. Okay, so if you think it's because you need to demonstrate that you are not masturbating, buzz now. If it's to show respect, buzz now. And if it's to demonstrate you do not have a concealed weapon, buzz now. Correct! It is traditionally to show that you are not armed.
Yeah.
You're not going to suddenly pull out some kind of...
No, because they...
rifle.
They always do that in mafia movies, don't they? The gun's always underneath the table and that's where they shoot them from.
That's why there's no mafia problem in France.
Yeah.
Settled that centuries ago.
Can I ask, obviously you knew I would be here when you wrote these questions. is the concealed weapon in the lap a dig at me, a preoperative phantom?
Well, last time this came up on the show, it worked really well for me because I was berated on Twitter by trolls for 3 days. So, no. Why would your hosts be offended if you stuck your chopsticks upright in your rice bowl in China? And Dan Schreiber, you are, in fact, Chinese.
Yes.
You identify as Chinese, is that not correct?
Yes, I am. Isn't it to say that your meal is done, therefore you're saying that you don't like it?
Okay.
I mean, that's the wrong answer. I can see by your face.
No. But, okay. My poker face is excellent. That could be the right answer. We'll never know. Well, we will know when I tell you.
I don't have any idea, but can I just take this time to say, when I came in, a fetching lass looked me up and down in, like, the flirty way, so just want to say, yeah, I'm on board.
It's good. It was a dip in the conversation. It had to come out sometime. Lathina, why would your hosts be offended if you stuck your chopsticks in your rice?
Both of them.
Mm. Both of your hosts or both of your chopsticks?
We all know why they're offended if it's one of them. But yes, this time...
I think, like, where I come from, we've got a dish called jollof rice, right? And the worst thing you can do is serve dry jollof. All right, so if you ever go to, like, a Ghanaian wedding and the jollof is dry, wish them a divorce and walk out. It's disgusting. But I would suggest the way you would find out if rice is dry is you stick a chopstick in it. And if it remains upright, it's dry as hell, and your guests have served you something that's not fit for the dog.
That sounds correct.
I didn't realise we were allowed to use Jonathan Creek-style lateral thinking. That's amazing.
I approach all life's questions using this. It takes me a long time to do anything.
Hive mind, why would your host be offended in China if you stuck your chopsticks in a rice bowl?
Something to do with funerals, I think it's offensive to ancestors.
Something to do with funerals, offensive to ancestors? Anything else I've mined?
It's that, because it's like incense, so it implies death.
Yeah. It implies death, because it's like incense.
Because it's so dry, choke on it.
Okay, so these are sort of the same, really, aren't they? Funerals, ancestors, buzz now. Implies death, buzz again, for exactly the same thing. You are correct. It is reminiscent of ceremonial meal offerings to the dead. Basically bringing bad spirits into the house, is it, Ned?
That's exactly it. And in fact, the incense thing was what I had written down in my notes. So thanks for ruining that.
In Bedouin culture, how will they react if you drain your coffee cup? Also not Albania.
Yeah, again, no answer, but to the girl who did the flicky up and dicing. Happy to get in Bedouin with you.
Nice, that was some solid punning, which I'm sure will result in at least foreplay. Fingers crossed.
Seriously, come up to me after the show.
She's got it. She's got it. In a way, I think you've probably lured her in. You've lured her in, and I feel any more is going to do the opposite of what you're hoping it will do.
Yeah, that's like my style.
Are we actually allowed to use these shows as a vehicle for bullying?
Well, Avery's a guest. You're a regular. It would be awkward if you did it every week. Is there someone... Do you want to get in on the act, Mark, is what I'm saying. Also, Nut Albania, do you have anything else other than a Tinder alert?
We're going to stick with our answer, thanks, Deborah.
So, in Bedouin culture, how will they react if you drain your coffee cup? They'll say, hey, I want to get into Bedouin with you.
Wingman points for Dan, am I right?
Lathina.
You mean as in drain the coffee cup, as in like the...
You finish it. If you finish your coffee in Bedouin culture,
all right,
what's going to happen next?
I don't know, mate, another one, I don't know. I don't know, you get too hypo. They don't like it when you got too much of a caffeine kick, that's what it is. I don't know, man. I've never been to there and I don't drink coffee, so I don't know the effects.
It's hard to know, that's why it's a quiz question.
All right.
I know.
We know.
Because coffee's a diuretic, makes you wee. So what they do is, and I'm in Bedouins, they live in caves and stuff, don't they? Like underground in the desert. So they don't have toilets. So they have to prepare a toilet for you by digging. They dig a hole.
They dig a hole. So if you drain your coffee cup, someone digs
a hole. No, because it literally goes straight through you. Yeah. Like, you know, if you run out of toilet paper and you've just made a curry for your mates, it's like, oh my God, I'm not prepared.
I'm so glad you're on my team.
So it's another Jonathan Creek answer, isn't it?
Yeah. So if you literally down your coffee and it's like, I've got 2 more hours of this, you know, we're on Netflix, we're watching something, you're going to need a toilet eventually.
Just use the cup.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I do have a real answer I thought of.
Okay.
Oh, okay. No, we're sticking with those.
And the answer is, seven, no. Okay, so let's say that the Bedouin process for making coffee, maybe they think to make really good coffee, you should have some grounds left at the bottom of the cup. And so if you drain it, you're not worried about any grounds getting in your mouth and throat and everything. So you're saying it's bad coffee because, look, it's thin as hell.
Bad coffee because it's too thin. Yeah. All right, great. Hive mind. In Bedouin culture, what will happen if you drain your coffee cup? Whatever he said. So,
see, it's a difficult question.
No, they're all hard. That's why it's a quiz. Again, Larry.
All mine.
Anyone else in the hive mind? What happens in Bedouin culture when you finish your coffee?
They think you're leaving, so they'll like help you to go.
They think you're leaving. They call you an Uber. Okay. They call you a camel. Okay.
Give you a slice of cake.
They give you some cake. Wishful thinking there.
They pour you another one.
They pour you another one. If it is that they think you're leaving, buzz now. If it's that they give you some cake, buzz now. If it's that they pour you another one, buzz now. It is that they pour you another one. They keep refilling it every single time you finish it until you shake it to indicate you've had enough. So Larry, actually, the very first thing he said was, I don't know, they give you another one. And then he didn't pursue
and
that.
And then he let me... Larry, this is the thing, right?
The question's too easy. I'm trying to make it more difficult for myself.
Larry, stop letting me talk. All right. So now you win.
I don't know if there are any points then, Ed.
You see enough words that I'm kind of going, yeah, yeah. It's like a Facebook status. It's more than 10 lines you go, that's correct.
The hive mind definitely scored. I don't know about Larry. But...
And Avery's still on the table.
Sure. But it's the end of the round.
Also, not Albania, are in third place with no points. Lafina have 5 points because of Larry's fantastic answer. And the Hive Mind are again running away with it with 30 points.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The next round is everyone's favorite round. Idioms! What is the meaning of this foreign phrase which we have literally translated into English, fingers on buzzers? Are these all Zulu?
Yep. 100% Zulu idioms today.
Normally they're from different countries and I've just noticed that they're all Zulu.
Do you have a problem with that, Deborah?
No.
Good.
There is a Zulu idiom.
Wait, do we have any Zulus or in the audience? Because that could be a problem.
It would be easy to find us if there were. People listening won't get that. Zulus tend to look
Are you
like...
saying something about the demographic makeup of this liberal podcast?
I don't know what a Zulu is, man.
Please explain Zulu to Larry, because he's on your team.
The Zulu are a nation of people based in southern Africa.
All right, so... Cool. Sorry, guys, if you're listening.
Listeners, we,
they're at
listeners.
The bottom of the alphabet. You probably learned about everyone in your head, and you're like, I'll stop at X.
See, I feel like I'm now ticking a completely different box, and I said at the beginning, man, that's not my diversity thing. It's my diversity is this is a guy who's going to get every question wrong, and he doesn't know very much, but we're going to take him wrong.
But you're getting them wrong in an endearing fashion.
Oh, thank you very much. It's the accent. It carries well.
It's a Zulu idiom. You like to be looked at like a long-haired goat. What does that mean? You like to be looked at like a long-haired goat.
Oh, this is vanity, isn't it? Clearly, because I'm actually going to give a proper answer. Because if you're a long-haired goat, you are the most attractive of all the goats. So you'd want to be stared at because you're like, I've got long hair. That's why I wear my hair up, because if it was long, you'd see it and you'd all be staring at me and not everyone else. It'd be unfair. So, yeah, it's vanity.
Vanity, okay.
Yeah, you vain.
Larry, do you concur?
Okay. Yeah, well, I thought it would probably be vanity.
Great, okay. Also not Albania.
I mean, I think there's a logic, definitely, to what Athena's saying. Your hair is up, so you don't want the vanity thing. My eyebrows are down. I don't want the vanity thing. I mean, it definitely is that. Goats with long hair are proud and they're the leader of the pack. I'm going to go leader of the pack as opposed to a vanity thing.
Okay, leader of the pack. Mm. Avery?
It's interesting because Alpha Wolf leader of the pack theory has actually been disavowed by the guy who came up with it. But I'm glad you're not...
We're on the same team.
Glad you're not too worried about keeping up with current facts and knowledge or anything.
Okay, all right. So we have a controversial answer from Also Not Albania. Hive mind. You like to be looked at like a long-haired goat. What does that mean?
Like making yourself seem different so you can be the centre of attention.
Making yourself seem different so you can be the centre of attention.
Being looked at as if you're wise.
Looked at like you're wise. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Vain.
You're vain. Okay, making yourself different to get attention. Buzznell. If you want attention because you're wise, Buzznell. Does it mean you're vain, Buzznell? It actually means you like attention. So I think Athena's answer probably was the right one.
100%. Larry keeps on scoring.
I'm so glad I didn't interrupt, man, because I was actually thinking maybe it's because, like, when you got long hair and you're a goat, you get dirt on you. So maybe it's a thing of you're a bit dirty.
Dirty. No, I'm glad you didn't answer, because you would have killed Athena's right answer. But I think the Hive Mind also had it as well, really. Hive Mind had a similar one. You're vain.
Yeah, but they didn't buzz hard enough. It was lackluster.
No,
yeah.
That's fair.
I don't agree with them. Lackluster buzzing.
Okay. This is a Zulu proverb. No cunning person has ever licked their own back. What does that mean? No cunning person has ever licked their own back.
No.
Also not Albania.
Is it a reference to the David Foster Wallace story that appeared in the New Yorker ahead of the publication of his last uncompleted work? It's a snippet from the finished novel, but it's about a boy who gets obsessed with touching his lips to every part of his body, and obviously that's easy enough with your hands and feet, but it gets progressively harder, and it's sort of, I mean, it fits in with his general themes of, like, grasping for the impossible, but obsession, and ennui, like a longing.
Have you been reading my card? Actually, exactly.
I told you I came prepared.
No cunning person has ever licked their own back, Lathina.
It means if you're smart, you're not going to do a difficult job yourself, are you? I'll get Larry to lick my back. I'm not dumb.
I agree.
What do you agree to there, Larry? To the answer or to licking Athena's back? Hive mind. No cunning person has ever licked their own back. What does that mean? It's a proverb.
Don't attempt the impossible.
Don't attempt the impossible.
That's what I was going to say.
And yet you didn't. You didn't. Don't attempt the impossible.
Everyone needs help sometimes.
Everyone needs help sometimes.
Scratch my back,
I'll
scratch yours.
Scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
I'm not licking your back, Larry.
Okay. Don't attempt the impossible, Buzznauer. Everyone needs help sometimes, Buzznauer. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, Buzznauer. It is, in fact, don't overstretch yourself, which I think is the same as don't attempt the impossible, which they did Buzz for.
And it's also very similar to what Larry said, so that's another 10.
There's a theme, guys.
Yeah. 10 points to the hive mind.
10 points to the hive mind. Sometimes, if you speak Zulu, you might hear someone say, the bull is among the calves. What do they mean? Also not Albania.
Is it a reference to my, perhaps, predatory behaviour that I've been displaying amongst this podcast? And I do want to say it's all just a joke, but of course, open to...
Cat amongst the pigeons.
Yeah.
We need points.
Cat amongst the pigeons. Or Avery's answer was really a cougar, wasn't it?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I'm only 18 years old, but sure.
Sure. Predatory cougar-like behaviour or cat amongst the pigeons. What would you say, Lathina?
What do you say, Larry?
Well, amongst the cards.
Right, here we go. Ready?
He's
definitely not masturbating. No.
If you're listening at home, his hands are on the table, quite firmly. Firmly, he's no concealed weapon.
I'm doing it via the mind.
Now someone else is weirdly predatory.
Just with myself. A calf is a baby,
baby cow.
A baby coo. I think it's. Man, Scottish education system's really failing me.
Who's the daddy?
Who's the daddy? Yeah! Oh, nobody else heard that. Edit that bit out, so it seems as if...
It means daddy's home.
Daddy's home?
Yeah.
Daddy's home. The bull is among the calves. Like. Okay, daddy's home. I believe you've had your answer.
I know, but I've actually just twigged this, and this is really troubling.
Yeah.
Again, is this a reference to me as a... preoperative transgender woman? Oh, you're saying that when I use the bathroom, it's... Wow, that's really offensive.
Just to be clear, this is not the anti-transgender bathroom law going on currently in the United States of America. It's right. Nothing to do with this.
Sure.
If you're listening at home...
It's just a weird coincidence.
No, sure. If you're listening at home and you have a Twitter account, that's
Deborah's
not what this
on
is.
At
no,
Deborah
no. Okay, high mind. The bull is among the calves.
Growing up too quickly.
You're growing up too quickly.
Wolf in sheep's clothing.
Wolf in sheep's clothing.
Calves that talk themselves up.
Calves that talk themselves up. So like a baby cow that's like, yeah, I'm totes a bull. If you think it's you're growing up too quickly, Buzznauer. Wolf in sheep's clothing, Buzznauer. It's a calf talking itself up, Buzznauer. Oh, they love that one. In fact, it means trust in youth. It's like when you should trust young people, you know, they know more than we do about, for example, technology.
And the referendum.
I thought it sounded like a... Yeah, to be fair. Do you know when I first saw this, Ned? Do you know what I thought it was? I thought it was kind of like Rolf Harris.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, go in more detail.
No. And it's the end of the round!
Also not Albania, might have got somebody's numbers, but they've still got zero in this game. Lathina.
Avery might score, though, at the end.
Probably not, judging by Vess. But Lathina have 15 points, and the Hive Mind have 40 points.
I'm determined to get also not Albania a point this time, even if I have to give it away. By flashing them the card. But I can't, because the next round is the team's round. A member of each team has come prepared with a question based on their cultural or family background, if they still read their text messages. Audience, if one of you has a question for one of the teams, that would just make this quiz format work. So, also not Albania, you have a question for Lathina.
So, as I might have mentioned, I am a transgender woman, and in my particular subset of trans culture, there is a term, egg mode. What is egg mode?
Is it one word?
It is one word.
Doesn't help.
If this helps you, it can be two words.
This is where you're terrified of saying something offensive.
That is my strategy with this.
Yeah.
I like to go with the first thing that comes into my head, and I'm sorry, it was ovulation. So egg mode, Larry, take it from there.
Yes, as someone physically incapable of ovulating, I'm very curious as to what this answer could be.
I'm curious as well, actually.
I've heard that when you ovulate, eggs are kicking around there. And judging by the fact it's called egg mode, I think it would be safe to say that there's something to do with ovulation. Maybe.
Has it got anything to do with ovulation, Avery?
It has not, no.
What is egg mode?
Egg mode is a term for when you're pre-transition and sort of maybe in denial, like you've got some inklings that you might be trans, but you're...
You're going to hatch.
You're going to hatch. You're going to be a beautiful trans woman, in my case. And you're maybe every now and then you're doing something like trying on your sister's clothes, but it's, you just dismiss it as some sort of weird thing you do and not something that needs further investigation.
Ah,
you're so in egg mode.
Oh, lovely. Really okay. Nice. But no points. Not nice enough for you to have points, Lathina.
Do we get points?
No. Lathina, do you have a question for the hive mind?
Actually, I was looking up all this morning because I thought I'll try and find a good question about Glasgow. So I typed in Glasgow interesting facts and it just came up with those like poverty graphs. A Scottish person in the 1800s went over to Brazil and he introduced Brazil to what?
Oh, a Scottish person went to Brazil in the 1800s. What did he introduce Brazil to? Hive mind.
Whiskey.
Football.
Kilts.
Whiskey, football, or kilts. So, hive mind, get behind one of those.
Whiskey. Football.
More people have gone for football.
Football is correct.
Oh!
That's a point to Ned's dad specifically.
It is Ned's dad. Did you know that, Ivan? Or did you just guess it?
I don't think the patriarchy needs much more points. And he's literally patriarchy.
It's putting the pater into patriarchy, isn't it?
Can I quickly tell you, because I know a really interesting Glasgow fact. I've been to Glasgow once, so this is something that you can say next time you're in on Glasgow.
This is another question for
this
me.
This is a bit of... This is going to Scotsplain this, so
no. It's really cool because I've only been once and someone told me this because I was up there to do a show and it was in this Glaswegian theatre and Harry Houdini had played there. And the story goes that while he was there, he went to the toilet, and then when he went to open the door, he couldn't open it. He was locked in, and so they had to get someone to break him out. So he could get on stage to do his great escape act.
That's the best Houdini story I've ever heard.
Yes, that is.
Yeah. Hive mind, do you have a question for also not Albania?
Yes. In Sweden, what does it mean when you say there's a cross in the ceiling?
Is it like X marks the spot? Is there treasure, but someone's put it up as opposed to below? No. Try and find
it. I mean, just warn us. Is it something weirdly nationalist? I don't want to...
No.
Okay.
No. Are we close?
I was just going to say, how many guesses is they going to get? Because normally they get one guess, and then you tell them, but you said try again, and I didn't want to be rude and say they can't. And I thought that was so lovely liberal and Swedish of you to go, no, have as many guesses as you want. But we're in Britain now, you get one go, and then people just go, you're a loser. So, I mean, if we could ask all our questions two or three times until we got the answer we wanted, we wouldn't be Brexiting. What is the answer?
It means, oh my God, it's crossing the ceiling, oh my God.
Crossing the ceiling, it just means, oh my God, it's an expletive.
But what, so instead of saying, oh my God, you say crossing the ceiling?
Yeah. Oh, essentially.
Okay.
Dan's suspicious of that, clearly.
Dan looks cross in the chair, if you ask me.
And it's the end of the round.
Also, not Albania, scored... and now have 5 points. The Lafina have 15 points. And the Hive Mind are winning with 40 points.
The next round is the Smash the Patriarchy round. In this round, we have just one question about a minority group who successfully rose up and threw off the yoke of oppression. This round may only contain one question, but it is worth double points. So if you are the losing team, this may be your opportunity to stick it to the man if the man will panel show points. A member of the untouchable Serpini caste in India was frustrated in his attempts to get a land permit after being told he couldn't get land unless he paid a bribe. What did he do? Also not Albania.
This happens quite a lot in court over there. He brought in, for his defence, one of the gods. Is that possibly right?
I'm not
at liberty to say, Dan.
Is it possibly right?
There is a possibility, but it's right.
Of course, there's a possibility.
I mean, it's wrong, but there is a possibility.
Okay, as long as there's a possibility.
Did he start a GoFundMe to raise the money for the bribe?
I feel they're not going to get it unless I give a clue. Can I give a clue?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. He was a snake charmer.
Oh, my God. Oh. I don't like snakes.
They're not here. Is the phobia so bad you can't even talk about it?
Go in the room, Athena.
You've got one of those phobias, you can't even talk about it.
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm really sorry.
No, it's okay, I'll be strong, but don't read out the answer ever.
Okay. All right. Okay, we can't
she
say the word anymore.
Can
I give the answer in a way that will make it not scary for me?
Yes.
Because I like The Simpsons, right? And this is going somewhere, and there was an episode of The Simpsons where cartoon snakes go loose, and I don't mind cartoon snakes. So did he do the thing that they did in The Simpsons, but with cartoon snakes, even though I know they were real, and ruined the land?
Ruined the land with...
cartoon snakes.
With cartoon snakes. Did he ruin the land with... So everyone, could everyone please call it cartoon snakes? Because Athena's got one of those phobias.
Can I ask, is Snake Charmer, is that another reference?
Yes, this one is actually. So he's a snake charmer. He can't get a permit. What does he do? Anyone? Hive mind? He took the cartoon snake to court.
Wrapped the money around the snake and then gave the snake.
Wrapped the money around the cartoon snake and then gave it.
I need a drink.
You're right, yeah.
And it's more the cartoon snake in the person who's meant to borrow his house and then charged him money to charm it out.
Okay. That got the strongest reaction. Hive Mind, are you backing that one?
Yes.
Okay, that is so close it deserves a point. He put 40 cartoon snakes into the local government office. Ooh. And then they had to give him the land because that's where he was going to put the cartoon snakes he'd rescued.
How?
The final round is our quick fire round. 4 questions for each team, but you must answer straight away to score a point. Okay, Lafina, which country is the biggest exporter of whiskey?
Scotland.
No, Japan. Finish this Swahili proverb. Do not select a fiancé during...
sex.
It's actually a festival because they'll be dressed up and they'll look better than normal. In France, they say, you've got some bacon in your drawer. What's the English equivalent?
Keep your hands on top of the table.
It's actually a bun in the oven. They say bacon in your drawer. What is the punchline of this Swedish joke? What is the difference between a Finnish wedding and a Finnish funeral?
One person is dead.
I don't know. It's at the Finnish funeral, one person isn't drinking.
Good saying.
Also, not Albania. This is your quickfire round. Finish this Austrian proverb. Old men and poodles are both...
fragile.
Good for nothing. In Luxembourg, they say, words are but dwarfs, examples are giants. What's the English equivalent?
Gimli is...
Actions speak louder than words. We asked Elisa from Luxembourg to guess the meaning of an English idiom, and she guessed that the idiom meant, you are lying and everyone knows by looking at you. What was that English idiom?
Caught red-handed?
It's your ears are burning.
Very close.
Okay, it could be caught red-handed.
What is the punchline of this German joke? How do you turn a Trabant into a sports car?
I don't drive. So.
Put trainers in the glove box.
Burn.
Hive mind, this is your speed round. Which nation introduced the chili pepper and tomato to India?
Portugal.
It was the British. Finish this Austrian proverb. The most dangerous food is?
Human.
Wedding cake. In the Ukraine, they say. In the... Not humans.
I guess we are food.
Cannibalism is a very strong point of diversity.
Yeah, but it's a quick... Yeah. It's a quick fire round. In the Ukraine, they say, the malicious cow disturbs the whole herd. What's the English equivalent? Yes, one bad apple spoils the whole barrel. What is the punchline of this Australian joke? Why do Australians pee in the bushes at parties?
Because they're there.
Because they're there? No, it's because there's always someone chandering in the toilet. And it's the end of the show!
That's an incredibly tense game. Also, North Albania finished in third with 10 points. Lafina finished in second with 15 points, and the Hive Mind won with 50 points.
So congratulations to today's long-haired goats, the winners, and commiserations to those licking their backs, the losers. And a thought to go home on. As they say in Ukraine, a woman is not a harmonica that you put aside when you have used it. Good point, Ukraine. Good point. Please give it up for Larry Dean, Athena Pableno, Dan Schreiber, Avery Edison, Ned Sedgwick at Pennant's Corner, Mark Hodge on keyboard, The Hive Mind. I've been Deborah Francis White. Good night. You have been listening to Global Pillage, hosted and created by Deborah Francis White. The questions were set by Ned Sedgwick. Music was by Mark Hodge. The recording engineer was Chris Sharp. The producer for the Spotlight Shop was Tom Selinski. Master Zoe met Sally and everyone at King's Place. For more information about this and other episodes, visit globalpillage.net.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.